Things going on, Arthur Jewelry. This is Eric. How can I help you?
Aaron, this is Mick from RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Mick. I'm well, thanks. How you doing?
Excellent. Doing good, thank you. Good. I was actually returning Jim's call.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab
thank you so much.
Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, you can hang up. I'm all good. No, it's not hung up. You just got to hit the off button. You good? Is it off? Okay. How you doing?
Hey, good, Jim. How are you?
I am fantastic. I heard a little news yesterday, so I thought, well, you know what?
Oh, you been talking to Jeff?
No, actually, I was talking to Cameron.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So then Cameron said that in our course of our conversation, so he said, yeah, he said actually tomorrow's my last day, and I said, well, do I get a say in who I work with? And he said, well, actually, he said, I told him that you needed to be. And then he said, but actually, that's tomorrow's your last day. So I said, well, I better give you a buzz and find out, because I think, are you going to work for IJF?
I am, yeah.
You are?
Yep, they created a position that kind of fit my interests, so I figured I'd give it a shot.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm very excited.
So I know that they were advertising for like member relations and stuff like that. I guess somebody that
membership recruitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where it'll start, and then it'll kind of develop from there.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I get to see you all the time.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. That is great, Mick. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And you get to stay home?
Yeah. You know, Steven, when he took over the organization, he's working remotely, and when he developed this position and we were talking about it, I said, you know, I've never been to Connecticut before, I said, but I'm not really interested in moving there. You know, you want to open an office in Hawaii or San Diego, like, I'm your guy. But he said, nope. He said, honestly, we're going to give this a try with remote. Are you okay working at home? I said, sincerely, as much as I'm an extrovert to most people, I'm really kind of an introvert. So during the pandemic, I loved working from home. I was more productive there than I was in the office. So he said, great, we're going to give it a shot that way.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
So,
and I'll just commute to Connecticut once or twice a month, to be in office every once in a while.
Well, I've never been to their office, but I've been in Connecticut a fair amount, and
mm-hmm.
it really is pretty. So
oh, nice.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, that's great news. So was this something that had started to percolate before we ever went to the show?
It's honestly, it was the original thought was to try to get me to start before the shows, and I explained that at RDI we don't have I've run the shows for so long that I really need to take the time to teach some people. So, Steven being who he is, he said, that's not a problem. He goes, honestly, wouldn't have had much for you to do. You would have kind of been just shaking hands and saying hello and being a shadow, like, just go do what you need to do. So I did IJO, I did RJO, I came home, had a couple days with some family that were in from out of town, and then let them know the beginning of the week. And here, they don't usually do a two-week. They prefer a one-week. It gives everybody enough time to wrap things up appropriately, and there's no stagnant, because that gets awkward.
Sure. Yep. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
So, but I had one heck of a time on the bourbon runs. In fact,
well, that was so much fun.
It was. And that second guy, the second guide was phenomenal. The first guy was good, but that other guy, boy, he could tell a story.
Oh, he could. Yeah. He could. And that was it. Jim really pumped Travis up. There was no question.
Yep.
So had he not, then I think we all, if he'd have been a Jim equivalent, I think we would have come away disappointed. But
I thought Jim was pretty good too.
Jim was good.
Yeah.
But he had pumped Travis up to such a level.
Yes, true.
And so, because when we finished up at Bardstown, and we were getting ready to get back on the bus, and Travis said, do you think your people want to sleep, or do you think I've got time for another story or two? And I said, keep them coming, man. That's it. and what Kreckler did was, I mean, that was completely unexpected.
Yeah.
But so cool.
It was so funny when he was coming around giving everybody a sip. I like had my little cup out, and he looked at me, and he's like, "You didn't finish your samples." Now, first of all, you're not my mom, and second of all, I didn't finish the one that I didn't like, that was like a little rough for me. And he gave me this look like, "I don't trust you, but we're gonna keep moving."
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Well, I had a water bottle, and that's what.
Yeah. Well, you cut it in half, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
And so he gets to me, and I've got my sawed off water bottle. I think I told him even it was my redneck Waterford. And so he grabs it to pour it, and he's like, "Here you go, trash can." And at that moment, Ross took a picture, and there is, I don't know if you've, do you go to the Indie Channel?
Yeah. No, I haven't, I mean, obviously I've been very busy this week, so I haven't done anything yet, so.
Yeah, so there was, on Rick Sanders had done a thing on the 31st, and it was Thank You, Jim and Ross. And so, it was yesterday afternoon, Ross put this picture up. And so on half the on probably more than half the frame is Craig standing up, but I told him, I said, "You captured just pure unadulterated joy and laughter."
Oh, that's great.
So I think we definitely have got the. It was your vision initially, but I think we've got the IJO Bourbon Club is now born. So
awesome! I'm very happy for that.
Yeah. So.
All right, my friend. Well, listen. I still have a fistful of customers that I really don't want to not say goodbye to. So I'm gonna have to.
Well, thanks for calling, my friend.
Absolutely,
we'll be in touch.
100%. I appreciate you, Jim.
Take care, man.
All right. Bye bye.